Regardless of the state of your current financial picture, it's always a good idea to review your investment plan and understand how it relates to your financial goals. It's important to be aware of the options you may have and how they could help your financial well-being. Having the support and knowledge of a financial consultant may improve your chances of having a more secure future for you and your loved ones. I'll guide you through the process and help taking the right steps to best align you with reaching your financial goals. You may even discover new opportunities, better understand the ones you have, and how you can improve them to fit your specific needs.
Contact Pete Salins at North Star Financial Services, located at North Star Bank. Securities offered through Investments Professionals Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
As Ameriprise Financial Advisors, I, Bill Lukowski of the Regantine Lukowski Law Group, financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, can help you put a confident retirement more within reach. With 42 years of experience, my team can help you retire on your terms, when you want, where you want, doing what you want. Call me today at 810-376-4710. Offices are located at 3473 Main Street in Deckerville and 33 South Elk Street in Sandusky, Michigan.
Ameriprise Financial Services, member FINRA and SIPC.
Time. It's USA 24, Vassar 16 after 24 minutes of play. Dave Hansen, why don't you take us through our scoring plays in this first half.
USA strikes first with a Tanner Foley 19-yard touchdown run. He also then converted the two-point conversion. That was the only scoring in the first quarter, Clark. In the second quarter, Colton Siebert had a 28-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion was good. A touchdown catch reception by Macklin Gettle. The ensuing kickoff, Vassar's Alex Hurdle takes 71 yards to pay dirt. He also catches the two-point conversion pass, making it 16-8. Vassar gets their first stop of the game, and then it turns into a Poplinski 9-yard touchdown reception. Again, the two-point conversion good in this game. And then just before the half, a minute 50 left in the game, Colt Siebert scores from 6 yards out, and the Tanner Foley two-point conversion run is good. All 5 two-point conversions in this game were converted. That's combining both teams. 24-16, the home team, USA, leads on homecoming night here for the Patriots.
And before we get into stats here, Dave, I'd like to have a little discussion about that. USA strike first and was up 8-0. Then they come out and they strike again. It's 16-0 after completing both two-point conversions. Suddenly Vassar needs to play catch-up, has to go for those two-point conversions. How much does that change your game plan when you're not only behind by two scores, you're behind by two scores in 2 two-point conversions?
Well, the nice thing, if you're Vassar in this case, scoring usually comes at will. So for them to line up and go for two from 2 yards out, I'm sure their playbook is filled with opportunities. The first time around, they throw a quick strike to the wide receiver, just a 2-yard curl route. And on the second play, it's a pump fake to the right side and a designed run to Humpert where no one touched him. So they've been comfortable doing that, but you can tell that definitely wasn't the game plan coming in.
When you take a look at time of possession in this ball game, it's been all USA and methodically moving down the field, 20 minutes and 27 seconds to Vassar's 3 minutes and 33 seconds. Both of Vassar's scores were on very quick possessions of 13 seconds and of 18 seconds. So when you take a look at the offensive stats, they're a little skewed for Vassar because one of those touchdowns was a 71-yard special teams play. So as far as rushing the ball, they have three attempts rushing the ball, all from their quarterback, Tyler Humbert, for negative 4 yards. He was sacked on one of those plays. Passing the ball, Humbert is 3 for 6 for 56 yards and one touchdown pass for a total offense of 9 plays, 52 yards. On that special teams, of course, they have racked up 85 all-purpose yards, so a total of 12 plays, 137 yards of offense for Vassar at halftime. No doubt one of their less productive games. Receiving the ball for Vassar, looks like we have Robbie Atwood with one reception for 23 yards, Logan Amen with 24, and Popinski with 9, and that was the touchdown grab. Penalties, we have one illegal motion and one block in the back. And for USA's offense, we have Aaron Sines with 8 carries for 33 yards. Leading the way, though, is Tanner Foley with 8 carries for 73 yards and a score. Colton Siebert has found the end zone twice on 5 carries for 45 yards. Ezra Arnold, 5 carries for 16 yards, and Macklin Gettles, 6 carries for 15 yards. Tanner Foley, 2 for 4 through the air for 33 yards. Both of those complete to Gavin Zimmer for a total of 33 yards and 2 attempts. Ezra Arnold's brought back both kickoffs and only 1 penalty on offense. False start for 5 yards for USA.
Well, if you look at it, Clark, I understand Vassar has the special teams touchdown, but 48 yards of offense in the first half for Vassar. Now, I know they got 2 scores out of that, which is why, like you mentioned, it's very skewed. But on the other side of the coin, USA Patriots have 215 yards of offense in the first half. The difference in this game, defense. USA's defense has been all over the place. They want this game. They are geared up for this game. It almost looks like Vassar expects to win this game, and they've been knocked down and knocked down again, and USA keeps swinging for the fences. They get these run plays on third down. They get their third down conversions. They do everything right so far in this first half. USA 4 for 5 on third downs. It's exactly what you need to do to continue drives, and then on fourth down they converted. So, yeah, they found ways to keep drives alive and score points against this Vassar team.
Now let's take a listen into the USA homecoming festivities as we are bound to hear our crowning of our queen in USA.
Rachel Prime. Congratulations to Rachel and to all the candidates and representatives.
And we'll get the name for you here, as we called that perfectly. As far as the crowning of the queen, we'll get that name for you in just a second here from USA. Let's take a look at the defensive stats. Vassar with 32 tackles, no tackles for a loss, no sacks, no tip passes, no interceptions, no recovered fumbles, 1 penalty for 15 yards. Co-leading the way on tackles is Colton Fabro and Kane Milliken, each with 6 tackles. Brandon Lyon has 4, and then we have Lamont Morrison, Logan Amend, and Zach Shepard, each with 3, Juan Cerda with 2, and then Tyler Humbert, Poplinski, and Max Utley, each with 1. Rachel Prime is your queen. Congratulations to Rachel Prime of USA, your 2015 homecoming queen for the Patriots. For the Patriots defense, only 4 tackles so far, as everything's been either run out of bounds or a touchdown for Vassar, really.
Or incomplete passes.
Or incomplete passes.
Or completed passes, right. Yeah, you got it.
So leading the team with tackling is Tanner Foley, Ryan Kane, Colton Siebert, Macklin Gettle, each with 1 tackle. Trent LaPrat also in there with a sack for 8 yards and 1 personal foul for 15 yards. That was a late hit, and then encroachment for 5 yards on penalties. And that's all set for USA's defense.
USA's defense has played exceptionally well the very first drive. Vassar come out throwing a big penalty on first down. Three straight incompletions after that forces a punt on third and a country mile. And then USA then goes down and scores for the second time. They're down 16-0. And then the opening and the kickoff following that second touchdown, Vassar takes to the house. So now through 2 possessions and most of the first half, they have no offense. So they found a way to stay in this game where they've had arguably their worst first half of the season. There's actually no doubt in my mind this is the worst first half they've had all season. But again, all the credit goes to USA. They have played well. They've had a game plan, run the clock down. They've taken their time before snaps. They've really drained and milked this clock. But however, they've made plays to get first downs when they needed them. And they can extend drives and milk more clock and keep this Vassar offense limited to possessions. They had three possessions Vassar did in the first half. One was at the end of the first half where they basically let the clock run out.